Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. This is a podcast series where we explore topics in spirituality using the teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti as our starting point. So today we're going to be talking about Pratyahara or Pratyahara Yoga. It's a part of the Eightfold System of Yoga, and the general meaning is to withdraw the senses, withdraw our mind from its attachment to the outside world, which normally happens through the senses. So we have to withdraw the mind. It's withdrawal of the mind, basically. So how can we do it? So now if you look this up and you read about it, you'll find that in different systems of spiritual practice, there are different methods. Like in Buddhism, people meditate on the breath, and by having the attention on the breath, they lose the attraction or attention to the other objects. So that's one method. In the mantra meditation, which I practice, we have a kind of a visualization which helps you to also to withdraw. You will narrow your attention not to this outside world, you forget about it, and you bring it to one place. So that's a type of withdrawal. But there is another type of withdrawal which is not generally known, and we're going to explore today because it's found in the teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti, and is a very good discourse which he gave in 1956 called Vibration, Form, and Color. And in that discourse, then he explains the process, what it is. So I'm going to read from it, and then we'll talk about it. So he said, "The attraction between one object and another is always chromatic, pertaining to raga or color. The word raga is derived from the root ranj, which means dying, D-Y-E-I-N-G. Anuraga means to dye one's mind with the color of that infinite entity. Nothing will result from dyeing one's clothes with saffron color only for show. Dye yourself within. People of some particular religious creeds think that dyeing their clothes or bodies with a particular color is part of spiritual practice. But remember, that is all useless unless you are dyed within as well. So dye your mind with his meaning the Supreme Consciousness color, or God's color. Those who have not done so cannot attain him, for this very coloration is prema, or divine love. The differences in color are signs of distinction. Without these differences, there is identity. And no external show of virtue is necessary. That is why I say you must bring about a revolutionary change in the flow of your judgment and thought, and see how, after overcoming your fascination with external color, your mind becomes tinged with his glorious color. In Ananda Marga practice, the method of withdrawing the mind from degrading tendencies and absorbing oneself in the color of the great is called Pratyahara Yoga, or the Yoga of Withdrawal. Another name is Varna Argya Dana, the offering of colors. So all people have a particular attraction for one or another object or activity. And as soon as they become attracted to an object, then their mind becomes colored with the color of that object. You can withdraw your mind from the color of that object and dye yourself in his color by offering him the captivating color of the object that has attracted you. And this is the real Pratyahara Yoga. The word Pratyahara means to withdraw the mind from its object. So, that's what it's about. And he also goes on in this thing, he talks about, there's a holiday coming up, and it comes usually in the It comes always, you can say, in the full moon of March. It's called Holi in India. And people throw around colors and they dye each other. But what that really means is that we're getting rid of these colors which were within us, we're playing with them. We want to become colorless. That's what it's all about, that holiday. So now, the question is, how can we practice this? You know, so you've heard about the other methods of trying to close your eyes and withdraw the mind. So how to practice the withdrawal of colors? Before I explain, you know, the exact method, just look at life how it is in its normal going on and about what we do in this world. Suppose you really want a red sports car, a red convertible sports car. You've been looking, you went to the showroom even, you went a few times, you kicked the tires, and it's in your mind now. That's in your mind. The idea of getting the car, but also the color, the red, is there. So the practice of how we do the Van Argya Dan is that normally, see, when you meditate, you're assailed, in a sense, by different thoughts. You're bombarded. Even though we don't want to meditate on all these objects and all these worries and things. We don't want to do that. But no matter how great you are, you meditated for 50 years like me, or you meditate, you're just beginning, you're on the 50th minute. It's hard, wherever you are. It's difficult. And inevitably, some of these thoughts will come in the mind and sometimes actually disturb your whole concentration. So the idea in this offering of the colors, Varn Argya Dan, there is a practice which is where at the end of meditation, you hold your hand out, you know, like an offering, and there's a verse which is called the Guru Vandana or Guru Puja, where you're offering, basically it's a verse offering whatever you have to the Supreme Entity, including yourself even. So you say the verse, you imagine the color. So whatever you've been thinking about, let's say you're the guy who was kicking the tires of the red car, the red will come. Offer that. And then you do it again another time. And some other color may come because you're thinking more than the car, you're thinking of many things. Offer that color. Then offer the third color. And then finally, offer yourself, and this is really the key, actually, it's the whole secret of yoga. You offer yourself to the Supreme Entity, because by doing that, you give up your whole attachment to everything, and you want to become one with that Supreme Entity, that oneness. That's what yoga is, a union with the Supreme Entity. But we're as disturbed by all the other thoughts, so we have to somehow release them. So that's what Varn Argya Dan, and that is a beautiful and effective method of offering colors, of offering thoughts, of becoming detached, withdrawing from these thoughts. And I know that it works. I'll give an example. Sometimes after I've done my whole practice and then I finish up with this offering of the colors, then I start the meditation again. And the second time you do it, it's so much easier because your mind has become light. That's what we want to do. We want to make the mind light, empty of these assailing colors and thoughts and forms and vibrations and colors he's talking about in this discourse. So when we do that, it really works. It works like a charm. So I recommend you doing it now. There's a whole verse called Guru Puja, which we normally do with that. Even if you don't know that, actually, in any kind of practice that you're doing, if at the end you think, just offer some color which comes in your mind, offer it to God. Offer another. Offer yourself. And that will work. But if you want to learn the real method, the exact method that like I practice or others like me are practicing, you go to any Ananda Marga Center, and I'll give a link below. You can do You can go to my website. I can query me. I'll direct you there, or there are a few other links I'm going to give. And go there. You can learn the exact process of how to do the Varn Argyadon, or offering of the colors. But this is a method of withdrawal of the mind from its attachment to the objects of this world, and that is Pratyahara Yoga. So that's all I wanted to say today. Think about it, but it's a really great practice, and adopt it, use it in your quest to become one with God. So that's it. And now, if you've been listening this far and you like it, please give it a thumbs up if you're on YouTube, or if you listen on any other platform, if you can give it a positive rating. And if you're not yet subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast platform wherever you are, because this podcast, Ananda Marga Dharmacast, can be found on all the major audio platforms. So if you're there, you can also subscribe to that, and you won't miss an episode. So that about does it. I have nothing more to say except Namaskar. I salute the divinity within you with my mind and all the love and cordiality of my heart.